When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Got a stacked show for you on this Thursday. This is Buck. Clay here with me. He's in Nashville. I'm in NYC. And my oh my, we've got the Biden speech tonight, 5 Eastern scheduled for, where he's going to lay out mandates. Oh, vax mandates are coming. Federal level mandates. Just as we have been predicting and telling you to prepare for here on the show. Plus, one of the biggest teachers unions dictates the science on masking to the CDC. We'll explain how that all went down. A group of mayors have said they're going to implement critical race theory. We've also got Chris Rufo to thank for finding some Google training in critical race theory from, of course, one of the biggest, most powerful companies in the world, and deals with a white supremacy pyramid. Even some people who are right-wing commentators appear on there. We will make sense of that madness for you in a little bit. And then the Robert E. Lee statue came down. Clay wanted to make sure we hit that today. We meant to talk about it yesterday. And there's some fascinating stuff going into the time capsule they are putting in the base of the statue. They took out the old time capsule and they're replacing it with some other things. Plus, Larry Elder running for governor out in California, hit with eggs by a person in a gorilla mask. And the media seems uninterested in violence against a black conservative radio host, fellow radio host, friend, of course, of ours, and also perhaps the next governor. We'll see. It's a big ask, but perhaps the next governor of California. So we'll make all of that part of today's deep dive with all of you. Clay and I have been worried for a while here about where this is going to go with the Biden administration, because here's a very broad overview of the situation as it is right now. There are over 200 million Americans as of today who have been vaccinated. Cases right now are 300% higher than they were a year ago, 12 months ago to the day, when there were exactly zero people vaccinated. We know that. We also know that there were a whole lot of infections in the wintertime last year. The highest, the absolute peak was in December, January period of 2020. So there's a lot of natural immunity out there. Clay, how is it that tonight we have a Biden speech where they're going to essentially tell us the federal government is going to ram more Fauciism down our throats, when they don't even attempt to explain how we could have more natural immunity, 200 million doses of vaccine or, you know, full vaccination already in the population, and 300% more cases, and some places even having record hospitalization? Do they even have an answer?
It is the essence of the questions that should be asked of the Biden administration and Dr. Fauci if our media did a good job of asking questions that matter. I mean, you got right to the essence of what the data is telling us and the ultimate test. I think this is going to be a fascinating window, Buck, because Biden is speaking at 5 o'clock Eastern, right? And he's going to lay out all these new regulations, more requirements for federal employees, contractors, mandates as much as he can, encouraging private industry to mandate as well. And then this is going to be interesting, Buck, because you're going to have Biden talk at 5 and basically say, hey, everything is a disaster with COVID and we got to blame everybody who's not getting vaccinated. And then a couple of hours later, you're going to have the NFL kicking off down in Tampa, Ron DeSantis's backyard. And you are going to have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys playing. And there's going to be 75,000 fans, biggest and first sellout crowd in the NFL since the Super Bowl in 2020, right? All the way back then. And there's going to be this fascinating dichotomy where you're going to have a lot of American sports fans saying, hey, it's time to get on with our life. And you're going to have the federal government and Joe Biden hectoring everyone and saying, hey, you can't get on with your life because of COVID right now. And that dichotomy, we saw it, Buck, with college football. Fauci and all the Fauciites are furious at college football fans. I think the NFL, as the bigger production, is going to put this thing on steroids, and you're going to have these two conflicting images. Biden saying, hey, hide in your basements. You're not safe. And then you're going to have college football and these NFL fans for the first time ever saying, hey, it's time to get back to normal. And I'm going to love to see how this is covered.
They're not even hiding anymore, Clay, that their goal here is to make every man, woman, and child in the country get the shot. And they want to make people get the shot at a time when we also know that it is not the end.
Yes.
It's not like it's over. Remember, that was the pitch in April and May. Get the shot, you're done. It is absolutely not the case. No person will tell you, get this shot and you're done anymore. Not based on the Fauciite logic. They're not even dealing with that reality. They just want to force. I mean, you mentioned the federal government has over 2 million employees.
That's right.
I used to be a federal government employee. So, you know, back in my old CIA days, you know, if we would fast forward and then the pandemic had happened, I would have had the choice of, okay, I served my country in a couple of war zones for the CIA. Now I, you know, maybe I've been in, you know, 10 or 15 years. I'm going to lose my job. Even if I have natural immunity from the, never mind that it's a conscience, I think, violation for those who have, you know, no immunity, no antibodies, whatever. But on top of that, people with natural immunity, there's no exemption, no exceptions at all. The federal government is expected to make everyone who works for it get the shot. That's what Biden's going to say tonight. And then, and this is the piece that I've been warning about, they're just going to find every point of leverage coercion that they have at the state level, where Democrats are in charge, the local level, wherever possible. They're going to rely on activist judges and the private sector. Biden, the federal government, has a lot of carrots and sticks when it comes to private corporations, and they're going to try to get some of the biggest companies in America to say, you get the shot or you're fired. Full stop.
There's two things that I want to unpack that you just said that I think is really good. First of all, if everybody in America who is 12 and older had the vaccine, COVID's still not going away, right? And that is where I think the Biden administration is failing in terms of their messaging, because a lot of people out there, look, 75% of people who are 18 and over have already gotten one shot. We were told back in May, hey, get the shot. You'll never have to wear a mask anywhere again. And also, we were told, if we have 70% by July 4th, effectively, this thing will be over. Well, we didn't hit it by July 4th, but here we are, September 8th or whatever the heck it is, and we have ended up with 75% of all 18 and ups who have gotten the virus, and I think, I mean, who have gotten the shot, and for 12 and up, it's 72%. I believe those are the most recent numbers. Other thing here, Buck, I think the private industry part of this is where Biden is really going to lean on everybody. I was out last night at an event with people who work in radio, local radio, and they work at Cumulus, which is a major national radio company. They have mandated that every single Cumulus employee get the vaccine. Every single one of them. The CEO came out and said it. And I think there are a lot of people out there working at companies and in our industry, certainly if it's happening, it's happening all over this country, where people who are in private industries not connected at all to the federal government are being told, get the vaccine or you lose your job. That's what Biden is going to try to do. He's going to try to use the bully pulpit of the presidency to lean on everybody out there who has a company to be making these vaccine mandates.
And just so everyone needs to understand, when they say, oh, but you know, the private sector, first of all, the private sector can't do whatever it wants in a million different ways we could all sit here and discuss. Think of all the different...
It's a private company.
Oh,
there's all sorts
company.
Of restrictions
people whine about,
on
oh,
private
I don't
companies.
Want big government in my private company. There are tons of regulations that affect private companies. Workplace environment, hostile environment, diversity, inclusion stuff. There's all these different rules that already exist. And now here we are. We're starting to see, I think, people realizing that unless there are individual rights protected by government here, everyone's going to start getting steamrolled. Oh, you think your local public school has got a decent board? Oh, well, the Department of Education's got a different feeling on that one. You think that the company that you work for is going to protect your rights? Well, maybe actually, Clay, you're a lawyer. What if they don't actually create any protections from liability for companies?
This is what you got into with Noam.
No, but like I mean that they can sue, right?
Yes.
So now you're in a situation where if a company's going to be liable for somebody who gets sick and dies from COVID, if they don't have a vax mandate, we haven't even tested some of these things, you're going to see everyone getting it. And that's why I think it's interesting. Ron DeSantis, if I may, now this is from a week ago, but we haven't played it yet for everybody. He is saying, I don't know, he kind of sounds a little bit like somebody else when he talks about protecting government's role. It's not to say, oh, I want a small government. Government's role is to protect individual freedom and liberty with the Constitution as its primary shield for that. Here's from a week ago, DeSantis.
Today, my philosophy is, as governor, my job is to protect your individual freedom. My job is not to protect corporate freedom. That is not what I'm here for. I mean, we have a good business climate, we have everything, but this idea that businesses can just do whatever they want and invade your privacy and doing all that, no, I'm not signing up for that. I'm signing up for protecting your freedom and making sure we have a society in Florida where people can make the best decisions for themselves and for their families. And that's what we're doing by protecting against these mandates. And making sure that that's done based on what people believe is best for them and their families. But
I'm glad that Governor DeSantis is not bullied around by corporate interests in his state. There's at least some hope, Clay. There's some encouragement here for those of us who don't want to be part of the steamroller. New York's already been hit with it, folks. We're done here. They're coming for you elsewhere in the country, though. That's the point.
And I think what we need to discuss more, too, about this, Buck, there is I want to keep hammering this. There's this false ideal that if 100% of people were vaccinated, this thing would go away, right? I mean, for a long time, the past 18 months, there's always been a new villain, right? Well, if everybody just wore their masks. Well, if everybody just stayed home and locked down harder. Well, if schools were shut down. Well, if this state would not allow people to be on the beaches. If they would shut down parks. Like, all of these things that have been required have all failed, right? And what is going to fail, and I hate to say it, but this is what the data reflects, is we are being sold a bill of goods, which is if everybody was vaccinated, COVID would go away. We're at 75% vaccinations already, Buck. And COVID's not going away.
It's
here forever.
Three times worse than it was a year ago.
So the argument that is going to be made by Joe Biden, they keep trying to say, oh, we only have a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's not true. That's not true at all. And again, looking at the data is important here and recognizing what's the next step, even if 100% of people are vaccinated.
There are two fundamental fallacies that coincide in all this. And we obviously, Clay, we're both fired up about this. We'll come back into this in a second. One is that the people making the decisions really know what they're doing. And two, the people who don't listen to the people who have been making all these decisions are the problem. Both of those things are false. And we need to come back and explain why that is and what else is going on here. And I mean, when you hear about what's going on in schools in New York City right now, folks, Not even normal a little bit. We'll come back to it in a second. Mike Lindell is a great American. Clay and I love this guy. We love his company because we live on and in his products, right? He also doesn't bend the knee to cancel culture. Mike Lindell stands up for the Constitution, for freedom, for America. But once you try his pillows, just to be like, these are the best pillows I've ever had. Plus, he's got the Giza Dream sheets, the towel sets, the most absorbent, comfortable towels, Clay, I've ever used. The slippers are amazing. Actually, just got a pair for a friend of mine recently as a gift. The robes are incredible. Trust Mike Lindell like we do to give you a good night's sleep.
Look, I'm going on the road as soon as we finish the show. I'll be doing the show from Fayetteville, Arkansas. Can't wait. But you know, one of the downsides is checking into a hotel and not having anywhere near as nice a products on the bed because they don't have the Giza Dream Sheets there. And right now, you can get 50% off with the promo code Clay and Buck. All my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you got no risk here. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials to get the Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $49.99 with the code Clay and Buck, or call 800-792-3269. Do what we did. Get hooked up with Mike Lindell's products today. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code Clay and Buck.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We're talking about the president's address at 5 o'clock Eastern on COVID. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Encourage you to go download the podcast. You can search out my name, Clay Travis. You can search out Buck Sexton's name. You can also find us anywhere on social media. And I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of you Texas and Arkansas fans this weekend in Fayetteville, Arkansas for a big football game. Buck, I don't know if you saw this stat. I wanted to hit you with it because one of the things that's happening right now with COVID is they are trying to terrify parents all the time. We were talking about this after the show ended yesterday. CNN's always got up a headline, children hospitalizations, pediatric dangers, everything else. This stat, blew my mind. Buck, more kids have been shot in Chicago this year than have died with COVID in the country. Think about that stat for a minute. More kids shot in Chicago this year, Chicago alone, than have died with COVID in the entire country.
That's
Joe Kinsey, a story that he's got up on OutKick right now. I was reading that and I was like, wow, this is unbelievable.
This is one of the areas where I will say I actually have underestimated the degree of ignorance, and I've dug into this more when you mentioned that there were parents, because then I remember I talked to Matt Walsh, the Daily Wire, about it as well, offline. Yeah. I've talked to other people. My friend here, Carol Markowitz, who does great work for the New York Post, she's been a total, you know, freedom advocate during the craziest periods of the lockdowns here. And whenever I talk to them about this, they say, no, there really are a lot of parents. I mean, it's not a majority, but there are a lot of parents who think their kid's going to get COVID and die.
They're terrified
of this.
Terrified
and this
of COVID.
Is pure disinformation from CNN running headlines about, you know, pediatric hospitalizations way up. Well, if they're way up from, you know, 50 to 70, I mean, this is not a massive public health crisis by any stretch of the imagination. But people see the headline. They see the way it's being manipulated. And parents are terrified. I mean, Clay, you've got kids. I don't. It's on parents, right? It's one thing. You want to kind of YOLO. You want to go out there and go to big events and super spreaders or whatever they're calling it, you know, also known as living your life.
Yeah.
That's on you, right? But when you're making decisions for your kids as a parent, that's a whole other level of responsibility. And if you've got bad information because of all the Fauciites.
And you have your fears being played upon. And Jen Psaki, let's play this. Like, how much are your lives going to change? Basically, she was asked, and she gave kind of a snide remark.
There will be new steps the president announces tomorrow. Absolutely.
And will any of those new steps influence the average American's day-to-day life? Should we expect any new mitigation recommendations, as an example?
It depends on if you're vaccinated or not.
Oh, depends if you're vaccinated, yeah. The world is your oyster. No, you'll never
notice
have to
how
worry
she
about
says
anything.
That too. It's like it depends on are you like an idiot savage or a really good smart person who listens to Fauci? Like that's basically what she's saying.
Yeah, I remember Jen Psaki, and we teed off on her for this too. I mean, she's a parent. I think she has a kindergartner, and she tried to terrify everybody out there by saying, "Oh, I would be terrified if my kids were going to school and they weren't wearing masks, even though masks don't work in schools, as the data reflects." And even though kids are not under danger. I mean, again, you can go read that stat about Chicago. Think about that. More kids shot in Chicago, Buck, than have actually died of COVID this year. Tunnel to Towers Foundation is inspired by the words of St. Francis of Assisi. While we have time, let us do good. Those words, the first things you'll see as you walk into the Tunnel to Towers headquarters. As we approach the 20th anniversary of 9/11, there's so much that you can still do to be part of helping America to never forget. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. $11 a month to make sure America never forgets at T2T.org. Foundation's giving 200 mortgage-free homes. They're honoring the fallen by having a great walk by Frank Siller. Towers of Light at Pentagon and Shanksville. And they are going to honor everyone we lost on September 12th, including those lost to 9/11-related illnesses. Let us do good indeed every single day and be a part of helping America to never forget at T2T.org.
Thanks for being here with us on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is Buck. Clay and I wanted to dive right now with all of you into some critical race theory training that's going on at what is, I would argue, and I think Clay and I see this the same way. People could certainly debate this. What is the most powerful corporation in the world? There are only a few names that really come to mind, but I think you could certainly make a strong case. Yeah, there's Amazon, there's Apple. I think Google belongs at the very top of the list. Google is a company with a market cap of almost $2 trillion right now. It determines not only what you see when you search, but it controls a whole lot of communication, of email, of advertising dollars online. It has almost cornered the market on advertising dollars, which means that its influence in the flow of information on the internet, which is basically now the public square, is unparalleled. Nothing really comes close when it comes to that. Plus, they own YouTube. I mean, the amount of influence Google has in thinking nationally is hard to overstate, globally, actually. And Google has launched, and we have to give a big hat tip here to Christopher Rufo, who is the bane of the critical race theorist defender's existence, because he continues to do something that they have a very hard time with. And that is to get the information out to the people to actually get the primary documents. And Clay and I have been going through, we've been combing through this. This is all from a thread that Chris put out, and you can read his work at Cine Journal, where he shows you what Google, here you go, Google has launched an anti-racism initiative, he writes, claiming that America is a system of white supremacy, that all Americans are raised to be racist, including Ben Shapiro, who is depicted as a layer of the white supremacy pyramid, which culminates in genocide. Clay, I know we're going to go through some of this piece by piece. This is ideological indoctrination at the most powerful company in the world in the most insane and toxic ideas of critical race theory. Didn't they tell us 2 months ago that critical race theory wasn't really a thing that was being taught anywhere?
Yeah. And I mean, again, this is you. I think you raised a good question. What are the most powerful companies in the world? I think Google is the most powerful company in the world. And if you see the way that they are training their employees right now, and you contemplate the incredible power of YouTube, which I look as wildly profitable and powerful as the Google search engine is, YouTube for young people, if you have kids, your kids probably don't watch traditional television anymore. My kids have iPads. They watch YouTube. That's where they get almost all of their news. So I would go, this is my top four. This is my Mount Rushmore right now, Buck, of most powerful companies in the world. And the reason why I want to bring it up is they're all doing trainings like these. Listen to this. See if you, what do you think of my top four? Google, Facebook, Apple, and Amazon, I would argue, are the four most powerful companies in the world right now. Now, there's probably some Chinese companies that are also powerful, but in terms of being able to influence the most people, I think the most powerful companies in the world are still all American-based. And all of these companies have been working either covertly or in open marketplace with the Democratic Party, right? Such that, I mean, do you think, and look, I think it's good for Ben Shapiro, who's a friend of both of ours, to be on this list, because I think a lot of people out there are going to look at it and say that makes it crazy. But do you think that Google and YouTube are going to fairly allow Ben Shapiro or you and me, our content to be distributed if they're teaching all of their employees that they are white supremacists, that we are white supremacists, that America is a fundamentally awful place with their pyramid of white supremacy.
But this goes to how, Clay, by the way, I agree with your four companies, and I would say that there's not been a period in American history where I'd argue you had companies that had as much influence on the daily lives of Americans and on the future of this country since Standard Oil and Rockefeller,
right.
Effectively more powerful than the central government, the Treasury.
Arguably than the Gilded Age, than when all of that was happening.
You haven't seen anything like this in terms of their political and financial influence in America in 100 years. For an individual company, nothing. Corporate America, very powerful in general. We all know that. But when you're talking about what Google can do, I mean, it can change. Look, without social media, we talked about COVID, and I don't want to get diverted from the critical race theory training because there's such a rich trove of insanity here, thanks to Chris Rufo's. It's a whistleblower, by the way. It's not like this was just out there. Someone gave this to him. Joe Biden doesn't win the election without big tech and the social media giants tipping the scale for him. So
no
let's
doubt.
Just understand, it's not even just the financials.
They chose the president.
They basically helped to pick the president of the United States right now. And I know people are yelling, oh, but all the cheating. Put that aside for a second. We're just looking at the social media thing. You can see how much influence they have. And here's more of this. So that's the backdrop for it. We're not picking. It's one thing because, Rufo Clay has pulled training from, I think it was like the city of Seattle or something like that. And we expect the local government of Seattle to be completely loony left, right?
I mean, yes,
we know.
Right.
But these are companies, they're determining whether other companies can live or die on a day-to-day basis. I mean, their influence is vast. And you brought up their training that someone like even a very mainstream conservative commentator like Ben Shapiro was somehow on this pyramid of white supremacy.
Along with President Trump.
With President Trump, of course, that ends in genocide and mass murder. That's on the pyramid of white supremacy, to give you a sense. This is why when Google employees or when Facebook employees censor something on the right and we get all upset, there's a little bit of this like, wait, what do you mean? Like, we're just protecting people from violence or something. You say, what do you mean protecting? You know, I disagree on vax mandates, so you're protecting people from violence? Like, this is insane. It's because of the indoctrination that occurs in the company and, of course, outside the company as well. But here's just one. Ibram X. Kendi, we've all heard of this fellow now, very prominent critical race theorist. He, in one of the video lectures that Google is training its employee, making its employees watch, he says, quote, to be raised in the United States is to be raised to be racist, and to be raised to be racist is to be raised to almost be addicted to racist ideas, end quote. A completely insane thing to say.
Yes. It's totally insane to say. And look, if you are looking at evidence, I'm not sure there has ever been a least racist country in the history of the world than the United States. Are we perfect? No. But name me any other country in the history of the world where people like this lunatic can get paid and get fabulously wealthy by saying how awful America is. I'm not sure there's any country that's ever existed where there is so much freedom that you are able to make yourself fabulously wealthy by talking about how awful America is. Like, these corporations are paying these guys tens of thousands of dollars to come in and lecture their employees about things that are fundamentally untrue.
And I think that there has been, this is true of all propaganda, something I know of from the work I did in intelligence and the history of intelligence studies and how the KGB and how various foreign governments and also some allied governments do propaganda and have really in the last 100 years when there's been mass media. If you just keep the repetition going, Clay, it does seep in. It's like advertising, right?
I mean, yes.
Repetition is key to rewiring the way people think about things. So while it may have started out with a lot of this work as being a kind of woke insurance, right? Oh, we're not racist at this company. We paid so and so to come
in
and tell us.
We got white CEOs who are worried, and so it's like a racket.
But
right?
I think the change has been in the last 4 or 5 years, and yes, with the rise of Trump as well, this coincided with it. Now you have true believers, not just in the HR department and the diversity and inclusion department, but as the senior officers of these companies. I mean, as the CEOs, as the people who are actually calling the shots in a lot of major corporations, they believe this stuff. And Clay, I just want to note, they have a ready-built excuse for why you and I don't believe it. This is from Rufo's thread again, Christopher Rufo at City Journal. Denial of racism is proof that a person is racist, just so you know.
There's literally nothing you can say, and this is basically the foundation of the Democratic Party now. Everything is racist. But positive things, right? Positive things. There's ways to save money all over the country right now, Buck. And one of the ways that you can do it is with our friends at Pure Talk. I had these guys in my house right now, and my own eighth grade son is using their phone, whether you got AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, for just $30 a month. You can save an absolute bundle in terms of your cell phone packages. Keep your same number and make sure that your family is saving $800 potentially a year by just making the right decision when it comes to cell phones. How do people get Pure Talk like we have in my family and like you have in yours?
It's so easy. From your cell phone right now, dial #250 and say Pure Talk, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and just say Pure Talk. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from Pure Talk.
Yeah.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Go to puretalk.com/buck to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/buck.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton. We are hanging out here with you on a kind of fantastic weather everywhere, all over the country as we roll into September. Encourage you to go download the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a moment of the show. We've had a lot of fun already this week. I'm sure we're going to be having much fun in the weeks ahead. We want you to be a part of the party. So search us out. Go subscribe. You can give us a 5-star rating. Dr. Fauci, I think it's fair to say, is dictator, the petty lab coat tyrant, as you call him.
Also known as the science, Clay. He's the science.
He's doing, I think, right now, you would think, if the media were doing its job, they'd be questioning him about all of these Intercept reports dealing with the gain-of-function research. He's doing an interview right now with the New York Times. I bet they don't even ask him about it. It's like a live chat interview or whatever. But Jen Psaki got asked about it in the White House press briefing yesterday. If you didn't hear this, most of the questions she gets are softballs. But this one was pretty detailed. Again, if you haven't read it, I would encourage you to just type in Fauci. We'll see whether or not Google allows you to find it. Type in Fauci Intercept on Google and read the emails that further demonstrate that our tax dollars were going for gain-of-function research in Wuhan, where the COVID virus came from. And many people in the media are not paying attention to it. But Jen Psaki was actually asked about it yesterday. Here's what it sounded like.
The story about Dr. Fauci yesterday in the inter- stuff, the documents released that shows he was untruthful.
Oh, she runs right. By the way, that was Newsmax's Emerald Robinson, who is
a fierce
advocate for the truth and holding this administration accountable.
Well, good job by asking the question, and no surprise that Psaki was trying to run out without answering it. But you've seen a lot of news. I saw Josh Hawley, among other senators, that have demanded that Fauci resign and or be removed from his position. And honestly, if we had a honest media and if we had an honest political class, Fauci wouldn't be employed anymore. And also, we'd have a major criminal investigation into his testimony.
Can we just try to take a step back, Clay, from the, yes. Do I think that Fauci is the most evil bureaucrat smurf in the history of the United States? I mean, probably. But we'll take a step back from the fact that I find this guy to be utterly detestable on many, many levels, and look at this in any other context. He is the most visible, most vocal architect, if you will, of our COVID response.
That's right.
We are now 18 months plus into this nightmare. We are in a worse place by the numbers now than we were a year ago under the Trump administration, pre-vaccine with Fauci in charge. If he were a general, he would have to resign because he is losing the war based in large part on the horrible decisions he's made. But he stays. He's the only person who can do this job. He's the only one we hear from.
Buck, we've got the NFL kicking off today. If Fauci were an NFL coach, he would have 100 billion% been fired already. We have a higher standard when it comes to football coaches than we do for the leader of our COVID response in many ways on behalf of the federal government.
And the reason that we both, you and I both know, Fauci isn't gone, and by the way, will not be gone until he chooses.
That's right.
Even though I think future, you know, generations or historians, and when we finally get some clarity here, people are going to realize what utter madness this was. I mean, this is going to, we're going to look back at this like the mask craze, the way people did the tulip craze, when one bulb of tulip was worth more than like the entire output of a major nation at the time.
That's great. Also, it's going to be like Vietnam, I think, where all of these experts who told us the best and brightest minds got us into Vietnam, the best and brightest minds that led us in this deferment to science, even though it's not real science. I think this is going to be like that, where everybody eventually comes around and realizes how insane it's been.
But the reason Fauci has the job security, Clay, is because from the very beginning, he's a Democrat. I mean, that's obvious. And he has been identified with the science Democrats, the same people that talk about menstruating persons and all this stuff. Fauci has been their guru. Fauci has been, you know, their figurehead.
Yes.
Their symbol. And so they know that if he goes, people might start to say, wait a second, what exactly did that guy do? And why was he? So they'll keep him as long as he, right now, I bet you the plan is for him to maybe retire with honor after the midterm election, when there's no possibility of political fallout from it. And you say that there's no accountability in government whatsoever in these bureaucratic roles. That's the problem.
I'm not sure they're even going to allow us to get to a point where COVID is not an ever-present danger. I mean, I think that's their play. I mean, we've had callers who I think pointed out that, look, they want to strengthen and hang on to this all the way up to the midterms, because they want to be able to have different methods of voting in the midterm in 2022. Democrats do.
Oh, and, no and they've created, remember, they created the whole narrative of Trump and the Republicans. Fauci actually pushed for the funding and the gain of function research and, you know, to create the Frankenstein monster virus from the bats in China. We know that now, right? But the narrative from the Democrats was that Trump was telling people to, you know, inject bleach. And that the Republicans basically created the virus in a lab, you know, under RNC headquarters. I mean, they just were insane about it. And they want to be able to have it be, okay, maybe Joe Biden isn't so great, guys, but you want to go back to Trump and the right doing terrible things with the virus? I mean, they're just going to lie about it. So I'm worried that that'll be effective for them.
They're 100% going to lie. Speaking of lying, and also just real stupidity, do you remember when Howard Stern used to be a rebel and a voice against the establishment? He now has become the establishment in such a boring way, but also in an evil way. I'm going to play a clip for Howard Stern. And we're going to react to it. We're going to tee off on him because we are actually, crazily enough, the rebels now, and he's the establishment. And you're going to hear this audio, and you're going to understand what I mean. That's next.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.